This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of 2019. We're talking about Lexagene Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. Also, if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol LXG. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the president of the company, Mr. Daryl Rebick. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
You know, it's been a little time since you've been on the show. If you would, tell us a little bit about your company, and especially start off with just a recap of your technology and what exactly does it do?
Yeah, so we at Lexagene are developing a very easy-to-use, very low-cost, sample-to-answer diagnostic test, meaning we're looking for pathogens that can affect you. Obviously, that's very relevant right now with COVID. So we do so in about an hour. Anybody can use it, including you and I can operate the machine. And it's really geared towards practitioners who want a better, faster, more detailed test.
You know, I was looking back. You guys have been putting out a lot of news. You kind of like to have an open system. That being said, if you would, elaborate on your human clinical testing and your most recent placement at Dartmouth Hospital in the Boston area.
Yeah, for sure. It's really exciting. We've always had the applications for human clinical. And when we started the company, Jack and I, the main market was human clinical and pathogen detection and actually pandemic prevention. And one of the things that we started the company for was the fact that we're open access, which has always sort of been lost on people. But you can load your own assay in the machine. So right now that's very relevant where it took way too long for a lot of our competitors to get the test ready to be ready for COVID. And what happened with us is it only took us a few days to test and prove that we could do so because we can load our own assays in the machine. We don't have to embed cartridges, et cetera. So it's really timely in that sense and something where we were focusing on it, but it was probably going to be a little later because we have so much traction in vet and food safety and water quality and that sort of thing where there's very limited competition. But because of COVID, and you can now get EUA clearance quite quickly, as opposed to the normal process, which takes at least a year, and
right.
You can now actually go into that market, get emergency use authorization. So really, the human clinical side is a huge bonus, for lack of a better word, to shareholders, where you can now have access to the human clinical market a lot easier, a lot cheaper, a lot faster. And you can actually participate in the solution for what's happening right now, which is looking for pathogens, especially COVID and other pathogens at the same time. And we can do up to 27 at a time, looking for a broad range of things, and we can do it in an hour and anyone can use it. So the Dartmouth placement was, very important for us to illustrate the fact that we can do it, we are doing it, and it's a market that we can enter. So that's something that, even from the last call, is new. Because it wasn't going to be a huge focus of ours right away because, again, it's a much different process. It's elongated, it's expensive, et cetera. But now with the Dartmouth placement to show that we can and the fact that we're submitting our EUA proposal, that changes things in an immense way where you now have a $23 billion industry, which is human clinical, that's fully accessible to us.
Back in May, I believe around May 28th, you guys put out a press release about announcing about placing a pre-commercial instrument test for COVID-19. Where are we at in that process?
So they're using it right now, and the whole idea is you collect data and hopefully you get testimonials. It's tough in human clinical because the hospital has to be careful about, saying it's better than everything they have because it's saying that the stuff they've used in the past isn't good enough, and that would obviously cause some issues. But the idea there is they're using it, they're collecting data on it, we're finding COVID, we're learning a lot about COVID as well in the sense that it's got such a huge viral count. When it does enter some people's bodies, it absolutely inundates it to a level that we haven't seen in history. So it's been a great learning process, it's a great validation point, and it's also something that paves the way for us into human clinical.
Why are you guys doing human clinical testings right now? Why now?
Well, it's very relevant right now. It's very needed right now. One of the things that Dartmouth is having a problem with is supply chain issues. So you might have competitor machines, and they do. They have most of our competitor machines, but they can't get the tests and the cartridges to run the machines, and that's a huge issue. So, you know, with our open access technology, we can start testing right away. You don't have to wait for the cartridges. And it's something that they really need. And for us also as a company, we felt it was necessary to prove to people that we can operate in that space. We've already tested in food quality. We've already tested in vet to illustrate that, and now human clinical. So at the end of the day, if you want to enter these markets, you want to show that, hey, we tested it, it worked, here's the results, and that really helps build your channel into sales, which is, you know, mere months away.
Well, I was going to bring that up, you know, right now, which is no big deal, but right now you guys are pre-revenue. So what's the evolution? Where do we go from here for sales? And what does that mean to your company going forward in the next two or three quarters?
We're entering into sales. So, I mean, primarily to this day, we've been an R&D company, which is exciting, and there's lots of progress and lots of developments, et cetera. But the really exciting point for a diagnostic company or any company really is going into sales, illustrating that potential, showing your sales, getting the market to be participating as opposed to something that you're building just to, you know, improve upon day by day, which we've done for the last 3 years. So as a shareholder, we're still relatively unknown. Our market cap is very small considering what our competitors trade at. And sales changes all of that, because now you can go to the market and say, listen, we apply to these markets, we're selling into these markets, these markets want your technology. So as a company that's public, you start to get into a much different dynamic where you're talking about sales versus R&D. And that, to me, you know, I've been in this business for 20 years, that's the most exciting time. And usually things start to percolate a lot sooner and share prices sort of run out of control, and we're still trading at a very low market cap based on where we are. So I think, you know, sales is that event that everybody's looking for. When are you in sales? When are you in sales? And that's around the corner. And that's when you have, you know, it answers all the questions of, does it work, which we're illustrating right now it does, and do people want it, which is mere months away, where we can say, of course they do, here's the sales. You know, it really answers those questions. And then it becomes a sales growth organization, and people can watch, you know, the company really take effect, because especially in diagnostics, and we all know about some of the huge failures there that have happened over the years. And I think this is something where a lot of companies don't get to, because the idea that they have in diagnostics is usually hard to prove out and make work consistently. And a lot of companies have real big ideas, but they can't get to this point. Or their rollout into sales is tough because they haven't really understood the markets and they haven't understood what the demand is, whereas we're very well aware what demand is. We have a lot of demand, and we'll have sales. So it takes away any guessing, where one, you know, which is absolutely right and reasonable to do, is, you know, is it going to work and are they going to be in sales? And we'll be answering those questions very shortly, which is exciting.
Speaking of sales and distributions, before I let you go, can you tell us or share with us what you think that roadmap is going to look like?
Yes, I mean, we're hiring salespeople this week, which is a big step. That's been, again, years in the making. So we'll get that sales channel fully inundated with the technology, what it is, get people excited about it. We will then move into sales and have units built for sales for the first quarter. Granted, if there's bigger, better orders, we have a contract manufacturer ready. If you get EUA clearance, again, that's a huge deal, where that market can really make your company, even though we have so much demand in the other industries. So again, we're at that real ramp up process right now, where we have a director of operations. We just hired a director of product marketing. We have salespeople starting this week, and you're really moving towards that first quarter where you can come out and say, we're in sales now, we've sold units. And that is, again, what everybody wants to see, including us.
Darryl, before I let you go, is there anything that you would like to say to my listeners and your shareholders about your company or your stock? I'll give you the last 30 seconds here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and I think it's been awesome with the support we get, and we've had lots of followers following the progress and the R&D, and it's been a fun journey to get together to this point, because, like I said, this is a very hard part for most companies to get to. And I think when you look at a company with a $50 million market cap and you look at some of our competitors like Genmark, who's got a $700 million market cap but still isn't able to turn a profit, one of the things with us is we have that razor blade model. Our cartridges are very reasonable in cost. They're around $10. It really opens up industries for us that other people can't compete in, but it also opens up the ability to be cash flow positive sooner than a lot of these companies have been around for years. So that's a very exciting time, and I don't think it's reflected enough in the stock. I think there's been, you know, a bigger disconnect in the stock price and market cap for probably in the life of the company where we should be trading higher. So, you know, as listeners who've heard the story for a long time, I think you'll hear the progress, and we're finally at that finish line, even though the stock's not reflecting it. So I think it's a great time for people to look at it. I'd urge them to spend some time online. We talked about how it works. We have a video on how it works. That's rare diagnostics. You can see testimonials, which are very glowing, and you can see we were written up in Forbes a couple times. So that's in our media section. Again, that's something you can't pay for, and they choose and pick what they write about. So there's been a lot of
validation,
and there's been a lot of data. And really everything, if you pick us apart, is all right on the website. And I know that's sort of archaic to go to the website, but there's a lot of good information there that really solidifies what we're doing.
My guest today has been Darryl Rebick. He is the president of Luxigene Holdings, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. You can find him on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol LXG. Darryl, I want to thank you for stopping by. I know you're a very busy guy. You guys have been on my show many times. I believe in what you guys are doing, and I believe we're at the very bottom of the yield curve line, and I have a feeling that your stock going the next two or three quarters are going to explode from here, and I thank you for your time.
No, and I thank you guys, and thank everyone for the support and the following, and I look forward to the next talk.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.